Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We used to have energy dominance. We used to have energy independence. We used to have it so we didn't have to go hat in hand to Venezuela or Saudi Arabia or, for that matter, even Iran. But that's all been changed with Joe Biden's war against fossil fuels. Anyhow, my longtime friend Harold Hamm is here. He is the founder and CEO of Continental Resources. He is the great innovator of horizontal drilling and fracking, and he has a brand new book out. It's called Game Changer, Our 50-Year Mission to Secure America's Energy Independence. There's a noble cause. Harold Hamm, welcome back to the show. You know, Harold, we've talked a couple times on TV, and we had that great book show. You and I spoke in front of a couple of hundred people. Biden, just in the last week or 10 days, has had more restrictions on leasing and drilling on public lands. That's on top of his prohibitions for ANWR. That's on top of his ending the Keystone Pipeline. What's going on here? 26% of the U.S. landmass is off the table. What do you think about that, Mr. Harold Hamm?
Well, thank you, Larry. It's so good to be with you. It's always good to be with you. It's good to be with there in New York. And thanks for having me on your show the other day to talk about horizontal drilling and everything that's going on. But the Biden administration, unfortunately, keeps doubling down on failure, and that's all you can say for that. You know, it went from an era of abundance that we established with Trump, and now we're going back into an era of scarcity with Biden and his failed policies, and he just keeps doubling down. This guy didn't learn very quickly, and, you know, what can you say? We try to tell him, and, you know, he won't listen.
He won't listen, and he's had this war on fossil fuels, and we're spending trillions and trillions of dollars. We're getting no results. You know, Harold, we were looking at some numbers. The movement towards natural gas has made the United States the best performance in reducing carbon emissions. It's just the market is working. People are shifting towards clean-burning natural gas. I believe you're a big advocate of that. But when you look at the numbers, whereas China is becoming way, way the biggest carbon emitter in the world, the United States is slashing its carbon emissions. What do you make of that story?
Well, yes. You know, it's an easy solution. You know, it just naturally went that way. It's like you said, you know, the fundamentals of free enterprise has caused that. And we've slashed emissions down, you know, a good 30% from where it was. So we have the cleanest air in the world today. And we're back to levels of pollution that we saw in the 1970s. Even with the growth of population, industry, and everything here in America. So it works. But on the other hand, like you say, China, you know, stuck with that old technology of coal-fired plants. And basically, they've been putting one a day, practically, 300 in 2022 in Southeast Asia. So, and there's about one a week in China itself. So, you know, it's, it's going the other way so fast it's unreal. And, you know, we can't do anything about it as producers here in America other than tell them. But governments need to meet with governments to stop that. And so that, you know, that's what needs to happen. That's what has to happen. And to exclude India and China from, you know, the Paris Agreement, I mean, that's the dumbest thing ever.
Harold, you've said this. Joe Biden has taken, I have these numbers right, 26% of the U.S. landmass off the table and about 35% of the productive capacity. Now, that I want you to talk about that for a second, because it not only takes out what we can produce, but you have also argued it's caused higher prices and it's caused inflation.
Well, yes, we had, you know, very cheap gasoline, cheap oil and gas during Trump. And, you know, it's gone just the other way. And it's caused the Biden administration to have to try to offset it. As fuel prices went up, that drives everything. You know, everything is transported by truck, basically, or train, or ship. And so as that drove inflation upwards, you know, their response was to drain the SPR. Well, now we're very vulnerable. That thing was built for wartime, and now it's empty. And they're not going to refill it, you know, unfortunately. So, you know, it's caused havoc, and yet they don't want to recognize that. You know, when you took 35% of the productive capacity off the table here in the U.S. and refused federal permits on federal lands, you know, it takes a long time to offset that and change your entire program for exploration in the U.S. and the Gulf Coast and all the producing areas. So, you know, the industry has tried to react and change our plans and what we do, but let me tell you, it takes some time to get that done.
Just a note, Lat, if you could be concise, you know, you are the great innovator, godfather of the shale revolution, and you talk a lot about horizontal drilling. Harold, briefly, can you just tell our listeners what is horizontal? What is horizontal drilling? How does that work?
Well, that's the ability to drill down 1 to 2 miles to the producing intervals, and now we're able to produce the source beds themselves, the shale, which we never could before. And turn right or left and go as far as 1, 2, 3, 4 miles and have that well bore within that rock and develop it to where it drains that source bed. And who would have thought it that we could produce the shales themselves? And that's what we've done. This book, Game Changer, tells a holistic story of how that happened from the very beginning. And, you know, it's been a long process, and we're talking 35 years. So in order to, you know, get all that done, and it started very simply. It started with the smallest independents like myself instead of the major oil companies. Started very simply. And this tells that story.
And it just sounds to me like we need a new president who's going to deregulate oil again. It sounds like that's going to be the whole problem, the whole solution, rather. We just need to deregulate so we can go back to drilling and fracking and horizontal, and we can get more fuel out there, and the price will come down, gasoline will come down, and Americans will be better off. Sounds like we need a new administration, Harold Hamm.
Well, that's true, Larry. It's exactly true. You know, We need administrations that have sound energy policy, and this one doesn't have it. And it, the only energy policy they have, basically, you know, is to stop all fossil fuels. Well, we can't do that. We've gone from being dependent, on the Middle East and Canada and everybody else, to being independent, foreign needs and energy. And now they want to change that, and would go right back into dependency for those countries that have those precious metals, lithium, cobalt. Everything goes into batteries, which we don't have. They've got 85% of it, and we're going to be dependent upon China for those needs. My goodness, they're not quite our friends, we found out lately. And you're going to be 100% dependent, basically, for those metals that we can make batteries out of.
Yep.
So it makes absolutely no sense at all.
It ain't good. It ain't good, Harold Hamm. Folks, Harold Hamm is the founder and CEO of Continental Resources. He is a great man. He is a patriot. He is the innovator of horizontal drilling. Please take a look at his new book, Game Changer, Our 50-Year Mission to Secure America's Energy Independence. Thank you, Mr. Harold Hamm. It's been wonderful to visit with you this past week. Folks, I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to take a quick break. On the other side, distinguished attorney Greg Jarrett is going to talk about some of these charges against Donald Trump. I'm Larry Kudlow. We'll be right back.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show.